Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. Talking to the Ohio Valley with a local voice.
Don't forget to download the River Network app and then click River Talk. I paused there, kind of a dramatic pause, because I was going to say something clever in response to Johnny O, but then I was on the verge of coughing. So I had to turn off my mic, and it just turned into a mess. This is a train wreck, and it's not even 8 o'clock yet. And how's your morning going for you? If you're an Ohio State fan or a Mountaineer fan, not a good Saturday. Not a good Saturday at all. But I think I have a solution, because when life hands you a lemon, I say turn it into Mike's Hard Lemonade. What if we did this? Ohio State fires Ryan Day. He can't beat Michigan. You got to beat Michigan. And then plus at the end, there was a big fight. It was just awful. Ohio State fires Ryan Day. West Virginia has already fired. West Virginia has an opening. West Virginia hires Ryan Day. Ryan Day can't beat the main rival, Michigan. He'll fit right in with WVU because they can't beat Pitt or Penn State. So I think it's a win-win, kind of. Well, give it some thought. All right, one more thing regarding the Hunter Biden pardon. And again, I'm the only one who is giving you this information, these insights. Local media is either ignoring it, the TV stations are all but ignoring it, or they're putting the same spin on it that the president wants you to focus on, and that is, well, it's about the laptop, and it's about not paying taxes, and about the gun, and this, that, and the other. No. Read the pardon, the official pardon, not the statement from the president. Read the pardon. January 1, 2014. He's saying the pardon goes all the way back there. This is about Ukraine, because that's when we overthrew the duly elected government in Ukraine. We helped orchestrate the Orange Revolution or whatever the hell it's called. It was the CIA and an European operation overthrowing a duly elected government in Ukraine. That's when all this crap actually started. And Burisma and Hunter, this is all about covering their ass before Ukraine. That's why the date, January 1, 2014. So we blame the Democrats. We blame Biden and all that. Well, I say we also blame the Republican establishment, the rhinos. And you might be thinking to yourself, oh, Dimitri, this is one time where you cannot blame the Republican establishment. We know they're bad. We know they're hypocrites. We know everything, but they can't be blamed for this, can they? Well, yeah, actually they can. Laura Loomer is fascinating. This is a woman who ran for Congress two different times in Florida. She is a big supporter of Donald Trump. He loves her. She does great work on Twitter. And I must tell you, she hits the nail right on the head. Now, this probably won't be great news, or this won't be news, I guess, to steady listeners to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, because I've been using the power of this microphone and my high school degree to warn you that the real problem here is the Republican establishment. People like West Virginia's wrinkled rhino, Shelley Moore Capito, the grand dam of the Archmore family dynasty, and all these others who are supporting all these other establishment Republicans who are part of it, the Archmorons. She and this decaying Kentucky cadaver, Mitch McConnell, and this guy Thune from South Dakota, and so many others, the Republican establishment is horrible. And they've actually played a big role in this scandal with Hunter Biden. Let me read you what Laura Loomer wrote, because you're not getting this anywhere else. You've got to download the River Network app. I'm all you've got. I'm all you've got. Laura Loomer. Obviously, Joe Biden is a liar and his son is a criminal, but you know who we should be most angry at over the pardon of Hunter Biden if we're looking at this objectively and without emotion? The House Republicans, and specifically people like Ohio's Jim Jordan, Kentucky's Rep. James Comer, Georgia's Green, and House Speaker Johnson, who all lied to the American people for years and said Joe Biden and his family would be investigated and held accountable. Republicans failed to serve the public and take action for 4 years. Now Joe Biden did what Joe was going to do all along, and House GOP just gave him time. Republicans failed to serve the public and take action for 4 years. They gave him time to do it on his own terms by gaslighting the public with fake promises of investigations and stupid tweets about how accountability is coming. It's simply yet embarrassing for the GOP. Not a single investigation took place. Let me read that to you again. When I warn you, the problem, the real problem, is the establishment Republicans like Shelley Moore Capito, West Virginia's wrinkled rhino, like Kentucky's decaying cadaver, Mitch McConnell, like Thune, like all of these rhinos. Not a single investigation took place. The House Republicans just lied on X for 4 years, X, you know, formerly Twitter, and gaslit the American people so they could raise money, and then they went on Fox News to pretend that they were holding the Biden family accountable. These Republicans need to be held accountable for helping Joe Biden and his family cover up their criminal syndicate by stalling congressional investigations and subpoenas. I am calling for an investigation into the House GOP for their cover-up of the Biden crime family. Every GOP rep who made a promise to investigate Biden and his son and yet never followed through needs to be investigated. Were any of them bribed? Were any of them paid off? Why did they not do a single thing that could have stopped this pardon over the past 4 years? Republicans need to be held accountable for this massive failure. Joe Biden just pardoned his son for a 10-year span, which includes crimes Joe Biden himself is implicated in. That means there will be zero accountability for Joe Biden and his family during the next term, and you can thank the House GOP for making that happen. The Republican Party lied to the American people and never even attempted to hold a Biden crime family accountable. Shame on the Republican Party. A lot of Republican members of Congress need to be investigated for this. Laura Loomer. This is what's really happening. And I'm the only one who's telling you this. Well, Laura Loomer, too. Come to think of it. And remember, as I keep reminding you, the Republican establishment, the rhinos, are the ones ultimately responsible now and have been for the past few years for all of our patriots on January 6th being thrown into the gulags, the Fed gulags, and are still there rotting away. Remember what the Republican Party establishment promised if they would ever get in charge of and control of the House of Representatives. They would release the 40,000 or so hours of recordings regarding January 6th, and then we all would see the truth. And that way, all of these people who were wrongly incarcerated, who were wrongly convicted, would be able to have their cases thrown out because they would have video evidence. They promised us this. I even sent FOIA requests to then-Speaker McCarthy in D.C. and in his office in California saying, I want the links to get this information. No response. No response at all. Nothing. Then they replace him with Mike Johnson, the new speaker. Same thing. Nothing. The House Republican establishment, the rhinos, could have released all of this information, all the 40 some odd thousand hours of recordings. They promised us they would do this. They didn't. And our patriots are still rotting away in these federal gulags. This is an outrage beyond belief. When I tell you it's a uniparty, when I tell you it's the deep state, and the uniparty has two wings, not only the Marxist Democrats, but also the establishment Republicans, here it is yet again. Here it is. Laura Loomer, absolutely right. Me, absolutely right. They're the same. Pull back the curtain. It's blue pill virtual reality. You're being gaslighted by both of these parties. It's the same damn thing. That's why they hate Trump so much and MAGA Nation. Local media, completely useless with this. I couldn't believe, I have to watch the local news, and believe me, it is painful to do because I care about journalism. I care about true news as opposed to fluff. can't even say it. Let's try again. Fluff being passed off as news. So part of my routine after I watch the overnight network newscasts, and I'm all over Twitter, I then force myself to watch the first segment of the morning news, local news on 9 and 7. Today I was watching 9. Some days I'll watch 7. Both are awful. And I figured certainly 9, which everyone knows, they hate Trump. They hate everything connected with Trump. It's just beyond awful. Surely Channel 9 would be leading their newscast with, of course, the biggest story in the world, and that is Joe Biden pardoning Hunter. No. No. I was so angry as I was watching this. I thought, I'm going to record this. And I just used my phone. I went up to the TV by the sound bar, and this is not going to sound great. I'm going to skip through a lot of it. But this is what I had to endure this morning, waiting for 9 to give us the most important news that Joe Biden had pardoned his useless son, Hunter. Let me play some of this here.
News everywhere this sunrise. Good morning. I'm Jessica Riley.
And I'm Addison Albert. Our time now is 5 o'clock in the morning as we turn things over to Chief Meteorologist Jeff Exline with a look at our chilly forecast.
All right. So they start with the weather. Not even a mention of Hunter Biden being pardoned by the big guy. I'm going to
calendar.
So far, not a lot of snow. Now, you want to see? You can see that there are some snow showers. System, our next weather maker, with your complete.
It was the 10th anniversary of Christmas at the Fort, a historic.
So the first story is this Christmas at the Fort. And apparently this is some sort of very big deal with 9, because they went on and on and on with this for God knows how many minutes. They must have some sort of a deal with this. This was their lead story that I had to put up.
Fort Steuben making a historical start to the season. And the 10th anniversary of Christmas at the Fort started Friday with Light Up Night.
They go on and on and on and on.
Volunteers who bring the light to the fort.
More and more.
In downtown Steubenville. Come off for this Christmas season.
Still this.
And to bring people to the area.
And the Friends Chorus between 6 and 6:45. We'll continue to keep you updated about all of the activities at the fort right here.
What about Hunter's pardon? Next story.
Toy and food drives are being done across the Ohio Valley to help those in need this holiday
this
season.
Do you believe this crap? Food and toy drives.
Nine's clear. Well, here's from one created this year by an emergency medical service team in Marshall County.
Marshall County.
Part of Marshall County, and everything's going to stay on for it for the season.
And President Janae Klempa says they hope to continue doing this annually to help support
next
those.
Bridgeport.
Them.
Honestly, if it wasn't for the people, we wouldn't be here. This is a full volunteer program.
5 minutes of this crap. 5 minutes.
If the bus opened, we wouldn't still be here. You ought to give back to them.
If you missed the Christmas drive today, you can still help and donate. And can find a link to that on our
give
website.
Us more fluff. Give us more
and
fluff.
Content Center. I'm Claire O'Neill, News 9.
The annual Bridgeport Christmas parade took place this
week. I can't take it! 6.5 minutes of this? 6.5 minutes? Here's more fluff, and then here's some more fluff. Let me feed you more fluff like that. The big guy has pardoned Hunter Biden, and 6 minutes of fluff. This is what they pass for. I just hit my microphone. Ow, jeez. This is what passes for news. This was what I had to listen to for more than 6 minutes. I gave up. And I thought, well, certainly 7 couldn't be as bad. Certainly 7. I couldn't watch 7 because I'm watching 9. So I go to 7's website, and I swear to you, well, in fact, here it is right now. Here, it's just updated. Hydraulic project could revitalize Ohio River areas. Deputy kills shooter after being fired at in West Virginia. West Virginia youth pastor arrested. Doubled your donation to Easter Seals on Giving Tuesday. WVU parts ways with Neil Brown. Tips to avoid scams. More news here. Neff's Christmas parade. Pittsburgh airport aids Erie. Hall of Fame coach Lou Carnesecca dies. Holiday on shopping spirit. Steubenville schools host annual whatever. Weekly wrap. West Virginia youth pastor arrested. Deputy kills shooter. Double your donations. Neff's parade. Multi-state crime spree. Casey concedes Senate. Comedian Matt Riff is coming. Deadly E. coli breaks out in carrots. Linkin Park announces world tour. FBI. Trump threatens 100% tariffs. Heavy snow, low temps. Entertainment. Emily Calandrelli of Netflix, whatever. Comedian Ancient Aliens. Live Company Wheeling. Sesame Street. LinkedIn. Then finally, latest stories from the Hill. Democrat governor Hunter Biden pardon sets bad precedent. There must have been, what, two or three dozen stories on the Channel 7 homepage before they even get to this. This is what passes for, quote, news here in the Valley. It's absolutely unbelievable. When I tell you that Dimitri's all you've got when it comes to giving you real news, believe me. Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. I'm all you've got. Dimitri's all you've got.